So we're gonna try share with the crow. Last time we did it was a little difficult. We tried it maybe a couple years back. Part of it is because he goes very much into the psukim themselves. You have to really appreciate the nuances of the psukim. It's not so much just the concepts. So I think this time, to make it better, we're going to bring the pasuk up on screen as we go through, so you can appreciate the nuances. Okay.
Sukkim themselves are hard. Even push-up shot. Even push-up shot. Sukkim are hard.
Exactly. Okay. First, Shir Hashirim, Asher L'Shleima. This is the song of all songs. So, what makes it the song of all songs? So, in the Beis Medrash of the Gra, Kiyadua, I mean, it's not just in the Gra, but they're very busy with it, is that there's three parts to every person. There's the Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, Niran, Nefesh HaChaim is busy with it. Everyone's busy with it. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Right? I read in the Vilna Gaon in Esther about it, that there's Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Haman was Lahashmid, Laharag, Abed was Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And here says the Gra, again, Nefesh is the Nefesh Abahami of the person. Ruach is the emotional side of the person. And Neshama is obviously the spiritual side of the person. Nefesh, for example, the Yetzer Hara of Nefesh is Achila B'Shtiyah, Hayv. The Yetzer Hara of Ruach is things like Gaiva and Kavod.
So what does it mean that it affects that?
That's what it is. The Ruach of the person is the emotional chiluk, and the Yetzer Hara of that is Gaiva, Kavod. It's not running after Tavis, it's feed your guf. It's feeding your,
Emotion.
I feel good, I'm all over the world, bad news. And the Yetzer Hara of Neshama is the connection. So you're supposed to have a connection with Hashem. If you're lacking in that connection, if you connect to Avodah Zarah, right? So Avodah Zarah, Gilui HaRa'is, Shefichas Damim are these three things. Right? Avodah Zarah is the Yetzer Hara of Neshama. Gilui HaRa'is is the Yetzer Hara of Nefesh. And Ritzicha is the Yetzer Hara of Ruach, because why would you kill someone? Because you're angry at them, because you're staring, you're covered or whatever. Okay. So Dr. Goin, that there's Shir Hashir. That means that this is the song of all songs, but there's really, in reality, Shlomo Melech wrote other Svarim as well. He wrote Mishlei, he wrote Kehelas. Dr. Gra. Each one of those was keneged one of these halakim. Okay? He says that, yeah, this is Koheles. The Mishlei is about the basic mussar of a person in bringing their ruach over their guf. So this Mishlei pretty much addresses the straight up taivas of the whole person, the low part of the person. That's pretty much what nefesh addresses. I'm sorry, what Mishlei addresses. What's Kehelas all about? Havli, running after wealth. That's all the taivas of the ruach. Feeling good about yourself. I'm on top of the world, etc.
So money.
Money, the type of money, the type of for kavod, the type of for
Money
everything.
money's not no. Money's not physical.
That's a physical type of.
Same, because I just want to buy a big boat.
Right.
That's not like for someone.
Right. It's not the physical type of taivas. It's different. The taiva to conquer, to have more. and the other person. So that's a ruach tekan, a taiva. So that's what Kehelis is about. And then Shir Shirim is the shir about the neshama. So it's the shir of all shirim because it's the highest point. It's the point that threatens avodah zarah, which is the worst, but it's the opportunity for the connection is the greatest because it's where your neshama itself is connected. So it's a song of the neshama. So that's a piece of the Groa in Kehelis. It's actually not here, but as he says there, if you're looking for it here. Interestingly, there's a cryptic Zohar that the Groa brings over here. The Zohar says, one second. Says Shir Shirim Simid Tuf Tuf Resh Vav. Cryptic. What does that mean? Tuf Tuf Resh Vav. So Tuf Tuf Resh Vav is Gematria 1006. So what does Shir Shirim Tuf Tuf Resh Vav mean? So first of all, there's a medrash that says Shlomo HaMelech wrote 1005 Shirim. So Shir Shirim Tuf Resh Vav means that it's above the other 1005.
Okay.
Where do you know that Shir Shirim is Tuf Resh Vav? So the Goin says it's Bimi Luai. It's Bimi Luai. I'm not sure what Bimi Luai means. So it turns out what Bimi Luai means is if you can, we'll do it on the calculator. Yimilui means is when you write out the entire word Hashirim. Okay? So a hey is hey yud. Hey yud is 5 plus 10. That's the hey. Then you have shin. It's shin yud nun. So shin yud nun is +300, +10,
+50.
Then you have yud is yud vav dalet. It's 20. So let's do +20. Resh is Resh Yud Shin. So what's that? +200 for the Resh. +10. Shin +300.
Yud again.
Yud again is 20.
Mem is 8.
+20, what?
And then Mem is probably
80. Mem is 80. 240s. So Hashirim equals 1005, which is, it equals all the other Shirim, and it's above it. So Simon of Desire is, it's the tough, tough Kaf Vav, tough, tough Resh Vav of all the Shirim. It's Gematria.
It's the Shir of the 105
right,
Shirim.
Right. It's the Shir above all the other Shirim. It's the Shir above the Hashirim, all the other Shirim. The Zohar saying Shir Hashirim is tough, tough Resh Vav. No one knows what that meant. The Gemara says no. The Gematria of Hashirim is 1005. There's 1005 other Shirim out there. And this is the Shir above all of them. So it's tough, tough Resh Vav.
So Kehelis and Mishlei part of that 1005.
Well, Mishlei is not because Mishlei wasn't a Shir. Mishlei was a Mushal. It's really Pasuk in Malachim. It says, "Vayhi shirei chamisha ve'elef, vaydaber shloshes alofim mashal." Okay, so that was Mishlei, is a shloshes alofim mashal, and vaydaber al ha'etzim is Kehelis. So al kaponim, the pasuk really says it. It's not really medrash; it's a pasuk. The pasuk really says this concept. Okay, that's an interesting tidbit from the Zohar. Now let's read the next part of the Groa carefully. Zinim Shol. So to Groa, here's how you should understand the entire story of Shir Hashir. It's a mashal. What's the nimshal? What's the point of the mashal? Hashir Hazeh b'dvar Knesset Yisrael l'Makadosh Baruch Hu. It compares Klal Yisrael with Hashem to a melech. Hashem's the melech. Sherotz Elisa Isha. He wanted to marry a woman. He wanted to get married. Everybody wanted this king to marry their daughter. But the Melech didn't want. If I marry a Bas Melech, then she is going to become a Balas Gaiva. That's not good. So, V'lokach Naira Achas. So, you'd rather you marry a simple woman. Shvola Mishubedes Bein Shar Shvachas. He married a, she's basically a Shivcha. But Bas Toivim Kule Zara Emes. But she was a Bas Toivim. All of her friends and all of her malachim were mekaner. Ach kol zman shaisem beveis hamelech tova lo yochol asus lo meuma mikol malchei eretz ki umel gadol shein kamayu. Kol zman she was married with the king. The other people that didn't like that she got that shidduch couldn't do anything to her. But the second he was megarisher. Kesher bugda boy, he sent her out. He sent her out. Then she's left to be easy prey for all of her haters. Right? So they're all going to go after her now. Rak, but he had one tonight in the ksuba that says that even if I get rid of you, if you ever do tshuva, I have to take you back. So Zohar at one point she remembered, "Bimei aniya umurudel, koma chamadel shahayim mekadem." Because I used to tell you bein elam, she's going to start thinking about all the great times she had at the time of the Melech. Because after he kira suksuvasa ma sheivticha, she now rereads the ksuva and she's like, "Oh man, what did I do?" Umistachemes umavakeshes pnei adinel she yoshav inashkea. She asks to get back together with the king. And that is the Nimshal. And therefore, the Nimshal is of the eternal bond between Klal Yisrael and Bar Olam. And even if he's Megarish us, he can take us back. And then we long for that day when we will have it once more.
And then that's the point. That's what's the connection. So that's what's all focusing on. That's what's the highest.
Yeah.
Focusing on the connection. And that's the whole
summed up the shirshim. Okay, but now we have to go through each pasuk. Why does those things define our relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
We missed you.
Yes,